A professor of animal science with Iowa State University says as the use of antibiotics becomes more restricted, pork producers are looking more closely at the functional properties of the ingredients that go into the diets they feed their pigs. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Saskatchewan's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
Innovative diet formulation will be the focus of the CFM DeLong Lecture presented as part of the 2018 London Swine Conference next week. Dr. John Patience, a professor of animal science with Iowa State University, says antibiotic use in livestock production will come under tighter regulatory control later this year in Canada, and it's already under tighter regulatory control in the United States.
There are people who would like to purchase product where the animals have not been exposed to antibiotics of any kind, and therefore our diets are changing because we're looking for what we call the functional properties of feeds. Previously, when we formulated diets for pigs, we would look at the ingredients, we would look at how much energy they contained, the amino acids they contained, the vitamins and minerals they contained, and we would formulate diets that would meet the requirements for the pig. Now, we go beyond that, and we say, well, if I choose ingredient A, that might make my pigs more susceptible to diarrhea. And so when those pigs are young, I'm not going to use ingredient A because I don't want to increase their susceptibility to diarrhea. But I also know that ingredient B tends to help the pig combat diarrhea. And therefore, I am going to use ingredient B because that's going to help the pig from a health point of view. So that's what I'm referring to when I talk about the functional properties of ingredients.
Dr. Patience says this is just starting to be an important factor, and it will become a much more important factor over the next decade or two as we refine the way we formulate diets. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.